high anticipation we are having, as now we're counting down these select days left until opening day for Detroit Tigers baseball. Yes, it should have already occurred, but because of that lockout, it hasn't. And actually, I'm okay with that. Well, don't like a lockout, but having opening day falling now into April, I'm okay with that. And it will be Friday on WSW on 790. The big news from the weekend was the happy news and the sad news. As Tiger fans who've been waiting for this opening day for several seasons now, after hearing about the exploits of future prospects Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green, rising through the ranks of the farm system, ranked very high by all the experts, all the baseball purists who know these kinds of things, and the anticipation was that 2022 would be the year that both Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green would start opening day for our Detroit Tigers.
Oops, who won't be available?
Riley Green.
Oh.
Now, here's the good news, bad news. He was going to be named to the team. Spencer Torkelson has been named to the team. Riley Green was going to be named to the team. They were both ready to start on opening day 2022. And on Friday, during a preseason game, Riley suffered an injury. And it turns out that he's got a fracture in the bottom of his foot.
Yeah. Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah.
The foul tip.
Yeah.
He's going to have to start wearing those, what do they call those? Those foot guards or something?
Yeah, maybe. It won't require surgery, if I'm understanding correctly.
Right, that's
okay,
what they're saying.
That's the last word I heard.
General Manager Alavia said yesterday.
So it'll heal on its own. He's, I guess, wearing one of those protective boots.
Yep.
But he's now going to be delayed probably 6 to 8 weeks, then some rehab. At some point, he will make his debut. It just won't be...
Sounds like June, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere in June.
Hopefully, if all goes well, I mean, hey, okay, we haven't had him up until this point. Let's not have him until he's completely 100% ready to go.
That's
he's
right.
At the beginning of his career. We can wait a little bit longer now.
And is this correct that he suffered the injury, but then he would go on to hit a triple?
Yes. Yes.
And then that's when they pulled him.
Stayed
and they said,
in the game, drilled a pitch for a triple, later scored, and then left the dugout with a trainer after the third inning, limping down the right field line, and later underwent an X-ray, and that's when they found out.
Yep.
Hey, guess what?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you made it around to third base with like that.
Spencer Torkelson, who was officially named to the team on Saturday, said, "Breaks my heart. As soon as I found out, I gave him a hug. I wanted to go through this with him. I know how bad he wanted it. He'll be back stronger than ever. This team can't wait to have him. We're a better team with him." Based on what he's done, yes.
Yeah, right.
The Tigers will be a better team with him. It's just, wow. I mean, here it is, everything that you've worked for all these years. And
well, going out on that sad note, at least he did it with a triple, so they won't soon forget that.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose that's...
So it gets pushed back by a couple more months. All right.
It's funny, though, you know, when I heard the news, I mean, I felt personally crushed myself.
I know.
As much as Riley did. It's like you heard a collective, oh, from the Tigers fans, just because here was, you know, this is the future, we hope.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's all projected as being very positive with the potential. Will potential equal reality? Who knows?
Well, maybe you can come in the second half of the season and give him a big boost.
No, big time.
That would be nice. And, you know, then again, having said that, so this will give a chance for Spencer Torkelson to have more of a focus.
Yeah.
Then when Riley arrives, perhaps he'll have his own special focus,
and that
too.
Also gives people like Victor Reyes and Derek Hill and some others a chance to, you know, do something while he's out.
That's a good point, because somebody's got to step up.
Yep.
Though Derek Hill.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, I know. Yeah, then all of a sudden he's...
He's going to start the season on the injured list. He's got a gimpy hamstring.
It's, yeah. So that's not like,
no, he's suffered his share of injuries over the... You know, he's very talented, has shown these flashes of brilliance, but...
Yep.
Injuries are the part of the game. Dare any player that goes through an entire career without some kind of injury.
And the Tigers aren't the only ones. I think that a lot of teams are experiencing this with the shortened preseason and everything.
Yeah.
As expected.
That's why the teams get to start with 28 players instead of the 26.
Yep.
And so that's what's going to be happening.
Yep.
So there's something to look forward to, but Tigers fans just kind of took a little shine off the stars of both Torkelson and Green. Back to Torkelson, though. I heard and there's got to be a video of this someplace, I just haven't seen it yet. I guess that when he was officially told that he'd made the team, that the Tigers brought Miguel Cabrera into the room.
Yes.
To help congratulate him. And Miggy's just like on top of the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, he's basically declaring Spencer. He's the main man. He's the guy. And ready to vacate now, playing any first base, ready to be the full-time DH.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year he wanted to play. Now he's saying, let Spencer play. I'll hit the ball.
Didn't Miggy present Spencer with the first base mitt? I thought he did.
Oh, did he?
I think he did. Okay. Yes.
That's
a passing of the guard.
That's fantastic.
That's cool.
And then Spencer yesterday, after being named Saturday to the opening day roster, hits his first spring training home run yesterday.
That's right. So. Crushed it. Yeah.
Positive. Wow.
Yeah. So
sounded good for our Tigers this year so far. Yeah.
Well, better than what it's been.
Yeah, right.
It really is. It's, you got to play the games. Everything has to come together.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the guys that we've heard for several seasons, and now we're hoping that it all is what they have displayed as being able to play in the minors relates to what happens in the majors. It's going to be a different game. It always is in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be giving our predictions later this week.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
What were you thinking? On opening day? Or
might wait to opening day.
All right.
Or maybe we'll do it Thursday. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find time to figure out what we think our Tigers are going to do in 2022. Our listeners right now are kind of doing that with our online poll.
I sure hope our pitching is up to par this year.
Let's hope. Yeah, it's still young.
We're talking about offense right now, but what about the defense?
Oh, yeah.
True. Well, defensively, we'll be improved, if anything, because of Javi Baez and
shortstop. Yeah.
Riley Green in center would have been
that would have been nice.
But we'll be okay, I think. And pitching-wise, Eduardo Rodriguez so far has been a nice addition in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Mize, I think, will be okay.
Yep.
Matt Manning, too, you know, with the three youngsters leading the way.
Terrence,
we're still waiting for... Scuba, can't forget of that.
Yeah.
Pineda, once he gets a chance to get some pitching in.
I think with those three young pitchers, Manning, Mias, and Scuba, you're going to get, I think still for this year, we're going to see flashes of brilliance, and then they're going to have their days when they're going to get hit hard. So, you know, that happens with young pitchers.
Well, one thing with young pitchers, it'll take the opposing team a little while to learn what they've got.
Right.
Yeah, there's
so
there'll
be
an
some
advantage.
Surprises. They can't study them from previous years necessarily.
Yep.
Although if they make a mistake like Mize did yesterday, serving up that, was it Schwarber who hit the blast that still hasn't come down yet?
Yeah.
He crushed one.
Did you see that one catch? I don't know what game it was, but a guy virtually climbed the wall, and he had to be double his height up catching the ball.
Was it for the Tigers? No, it wasn't for the Tigers. Some other
team. It was a fantastic catch. I mean, I couldn't be. I mean, you know how they step up one step on the wall. This guy stepped two steps up the wall and then reached up and caught it.
The highlights are already happening. Major League Baseball.
They are. Look, just real quick, and I know we got to get to the news. We're talking sports. I have to say, I did not see this one happening with the Masters starting in 3 days. I never even dreamed that Tiger Woods might be playing. Yeah. He is saying it's a game time decision. That is still, talk about a shockwave in the sports world if we learn that Tiger is teeing off on Thursday before the Tigers play on Friday.
That's it's.
That would be huge. I mean, that would be noteworthy.
Well, it'll swell any attendance there.
Yes. And the ratings. CBS would love that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Let alone for him to be able to play, just for him to be able to walk 18 holes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, that's probably
that's
the key.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That could be the determiner.
Yep.
Maybe he can play. It's just going to be tough to walk. I don't know.